Chapter 18. The door was ajar. They entered.
John?
From the bathroom came an unpleasant and characteristic sound. Is there anything the matter? Helmholtz called. There was no answer. The unpleasant sound was repeated twice. There was silence. Then, with a click, the bathroom door opened, and very pale, the savage emerged.
I say, Helmholtz exclaimed solicitously, you do look ill, John. Did you eat something that didn't agree with you? Asked Bernard.
The savage nodded.
I ate civilization.
What?
It poisoned me. I was defiled. And then,
he added in a lower tone, I ate my own wickedness.
Yes, but what exactly? I mean, just now you were...
Now I'm purified, said the savage. I drank some mustard and warm water. The others stared at him in astonishment.
Do you mean to say that you were doing it on purpose?
Asked Bernard.
That's how the Indians always purify themselves.
He sat down and, sighing, passed his hand across his forehead.
I shall rest for a few minutes, he said. I'm rather tired.
Well, I'm not surprised, said Helmholtz. After a silence, we've come to say goodbye, he went on in another tone. We're off tomorrow morning.
Yes, we're off tomorrow,
said Bernard, on whose face the savage remarked a new expression of determined resignation.
And by the way, John, he continued, leaning forward in his chair and laying a hand on the savage's knee, I want to see how sorry I am about everything that happened yesterday.
He blushed.
How ashamed,
he went on, in spite of the unsteadiness of his voice.
How really?
The savage cut him short, and taking his hand, affectionately pressed it.
Helmholtz was wonderful to me,
Bernard resumed after a little pause.
If it hadn't been for him, I should...
Now, now, Helmholtz protested. There was a silence. In spite of their sadness, because of it even, for their sadness was the symptom of their love for one another, the three young men were happy.
I went to see the controller this morning, said the savage at last.
What for?
To ask if I mightn't go to the islands with you.
And what did he say? Asked Helmholtz eagerly. The savage shook his head.
He wouldn't let me.
Why not?
He said he wanted to go on with the experiment.
But I'm damned, the savage added with sudden fury. I'm damned if I'll go on being experimented with. Not for all the controllers in the world. I shall go away tomorrow too.
But where?
The others asked in unison. The savage shrugged his shoulders.
Anywhere, I don't care, so long as I can be alone.